The following is a paid program on this station.
Investing involves risk and potential loss of principal, and there is no assurance that any investment will achieve its stated objectives. Historical investment performance is no guarantee of future results. Opinions and commentary discussed on this program are not intended to convey specific investment or financial advice, nor is it intended to recommend any specific investment or financial product. Listeners are encouraged to consult their own legal or financial advisor to determine the suitability of any specific investment strategy or investment product. The opinions expressed and material provided are for general information and should not be considered a solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or investment service. Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Abraham & Company, three generations and decades of experience helping families navigate the ever-changing, often treacherous, financial markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. This is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and got a great show for you today. Lot to talk about. Lots going on. And, you know, look at the market run. If you heard the show before, you know my concerns about the economy and the market in general. Those haven't changed. But because of that, this is a really good opportunity to discuss why we stay diversified and why we don't try to time markets. And we're going to get to the market update. We're also going to do, in the next segment, chasing returns. And I want to explain what chasing returns means, and I want to hopefully illustrate to you why that's not a strategy we want to pursue. That's not something that we should be doing, and yet it's very easy. As someone that manages money, chasing returns is a tough thing. It's where discipline comes in, and the reason we don't want to do it is because it seldom works out. It's seldom a profitable thing. We're also going to do another segment on the dirtiest word in investing. This is my favorite one. I've got some interesting anecdotal examples of what that means and why we always bring up the dirtiest word in investing and kind of the pushback we get on that sometimes, and kind of gives you an insight to how we look at things a little bit differently. And the other thing we want to talk about is the bond route. Again, if you've heard this show before, you've heard me talking about for the last 5 months, bonds, 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 right? This is not an arrogant standing on the chair telling you I told you so. It's more of an illustration to show you why thinking outside the box and not just doing the same old thing all the time is valuable. And it's essential when it comes to planning your retirement, your future, your legacy. Thinking outside the box is an easy way. Name of the show is Know Your Risk Radio, right? Thinking outside of the box is an easy way to protect your investments and, you know, be aware of what's going on around you in the financial world and try to position yourself for the upside, trying to minimize the downside. And we don't get it right every time, but more often than not, that risk-balanced approach that we're always talking about, it's like my old football coach used to say, it's like Novocaine, give it time and it works. It couldn't be more pertinent than right now. And we'll talk about that as it relates to bonds right now and what's happening. But anyway, want to start the show off the same way we do every single week. And that is the market update. What's going on? And that's a big question. There's a lot going on. You're probably seeing the markets race higher. Let me just be the first one to tell you right now that this is a lot of optimism. There are very few real things that are going on that back this up. What we're watching here is what we refer to as multiple expansion, meaning people are paying more for the same thing. That's it. Does that mean it's going to be a disaster? No. What it means is when you see situations like this, when you see stock markets going from all-time high to all-time high, when you see valuations of companies expanding, even though the underlying performance isn't, you know, it's not like they're tanking, but they're also not, the vast majority of them are not out there picking up speed. There are some, there always are. But we want to be careful, especially for those of us that are quote unquote broadly diversified, right? Or maybe we're passive index investors. We want to be careful because that means that you've got an average. You're spread across markets. And there is no question right now that what's happening is stocks are becoming more expensive. Why is that? Well, many of you are probably aware, but there's a lot of excitement or enthusiasm built around what Donald Trump is going to bring to the economy and some of the different things that he plans on doing, one of which is corporate tax reform. That will be bullish. I personally don't believe it's going to be as bullish as a lot of people think because of the extraordinary amount of debt and leverage there is in the markets and the economy as a whole, which will have a way of muting that effect. Because the number one reason why markets are at where they're at or stocks are at where they're at right now is because of rock bottom interest rates. Well, guess what? Interest rates are rising. The yield on the 10-year U.S. bond has gone from 1.8 pre-election to I think we're at 2.4 right around there today. That doesn't seem like a big move, but percentage-wise, that's a big move. It's a really big move. As a matter of fact, it's historically big. And so as interest rates rise, bond prices go down. That's the other thing you're seeing. I'm looking at the front of Yahoo Finance right now, and the leading story is the biggest bull market of our lifetime ended in 2016. Again, for those of you that listen to the show have heard me talk about the bonds. It's the biggest bull market of all time. Bonds have been going up in value steadily for 35 years. It's a great time to review the bond portion of your portfolio. We've been hammering the table on this for 5 months, telling people, look, bonds are at all-time highs, and you're getting a record low amount of interest to hold them. That's one of those scenarios where our upside in bonds is to keep getting the interest payments we're currently getting. Our downside are potential 20, 25, 30% losses. When the upside of an investment is 2, 2.5, 3%, and the downside's 25, 30%, that's not the kind of investment we want. Does that mean you're going to need to go out and sell all your bonds? No. But what it does mean is you need to revisit it. Because there are things, and we'll get into this later in the segment, especially when we're talking about the dirtiest word in investing, there are things you can do to your portfolio right now that we are doing on a daily basis with clients that can increase your security greatly by diversifying your bonds, by moving them into other instruments. And at the same time, it can lower your cost, right? Bring down the costs you're paying and the fees you're paying on your account. And at the same time, increase the returns. So you can get safer, lower your cost, and increase your returns. And if you don't believe me, it's not something fancy. It's not something elaborate. It's really easy. And I'll be happy to walk you through it. We'll talk about it a little bit in the dirtiest word of investing. So that's the market update. Markets are going higher. It's not a bad thing. Your accounts are going up. But it is a great time to be conservative and think about preservation. Everybody right now is chasing. I get calls from clients all the time. Oh, the market's going up, and are we participating? This is the most bullish I've heard retail investors in the last 6 years. So keep that in mind. Usually that's not a good sign. Again, we're not trying to time it. We're not trying to jump out right before it crashes. But it's a great time. When everybody else is greedy, that's when we want to throttle back the risk. Just reading a story the other day, Warren Buffett has the biggest pile of cash on hand than he has in the history of Berkshire Hathaway. So we'll get into that. We got some great segments coming up. For those of you that haven't heard the show before, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and you can set up your free complimentary 15-minute portfolio review where you talk to me and we just do a 15-minute side-by-side comparison of what you currently own, where we think the risks are, and how we can lower the risk of your portfolio and hopefully increase the returns at the same time. You can also get on the website at knowyourriskradio.com and set up a free complimentary. You can set up your free risk review on the online scheduler that we've got, or you can shoot us an email and we can do it over email, whatever you want. And if you'd just like to learn more, you can just hop on the website. We've got some great information on there, including a handout about turning your 401k into a pension, and just learn more about us, learn more about the firm, look into our background, check the security and our history. We've got a emblem right on there that shows you our entire firm's history, whether we've ever had client complaints or compliance issues or anything like that. You can check it. It's a database that the feds maintain. I think it's an incredibly valuable resource. And not only is it a valuable resource, but it's also, there's a reason we put it on the front page of our website. It's something we're really proud of. We've been in business for 33 years, coming up on 34, and We have yet to have a client complaint and no judgments. So, but again, like I tell all clients, I don't expect you to take my word for it, but you can hop on there and check it out yourself. So anyway, thanks for joining us. We got to head to a break. Stick with us. We got some great stuff coming up. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
When it comes to politics and investing, this is a smart audience. How do I know that? Because I talk to many of you every week. Some of you are buying gold, some are sitting on mountains of cash, and some are simply sticking with the same old investment portfolio that has drastically underperformed for the past 16 years of booms and busts. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer of Abraham & Company. And all of this fear and confusion is precisely why we deploy our risk management investment approach. Rather than suggesting a portfolio based simply on your age, we build personalized retirement plans for each and every client that reflect both their individual growth needs and risk tolerance. What should your portfolio look like? Call us right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to get a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own and the risk-managed portfolio that we would recommend. 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. KnowYourRiskRadio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
All right, we're back. Thanks for joining us and sticking with us. Want to get right into it here. Covered the market in the last segment, if you're just joining us, kind of giving you an update of what's going on. And the title of this next segment is Chasing Returns. And we've never talked about this before. We have in a roundabout way, but we've never done a segment entitled this. And the reason why I want to talk about it is because I have seen a decided shift in the, I guess you'd say, the mindset of the retail investor over the last month, pretty much since the election, actually. And when I say retail investor, I'm talking about, you know, everybody, either people that use E-Trade, Scottrade, things like that to invest, or maybe they've got an advisor with one of the big firms, but people outside of the professional investing community. And or one of my clients says people with real jobs. he always says that to be, get, you know, kind of put a dig at me. But anyway, the chasing returns, it's the most common mistake we see. I think many of you are probably familiar with it. Why do we buy this stock? Because, oh, look at it, it's going up, right? And these are things we all know inherently. We hear the Warren Buffetts of the world talking about, we like to be greedy when people are fearful and fearful when people are greedy. Much easier said than done. And the longer I do this, even for me, that doesn't go away. You want to look at the screen every day and see up movement. You want to look at the screen every day and see green arrows. It's tough looking at losses, quote unquote losses. And one of the things that's got me concerned right now is watching the enthusiasm of retail investors. I've had several encounters with new clients that are moving their money over to us, or existing clients calling and freaking out. Hey, are we moving up with this? And we got to get in there. And oh, everybody's making money. And oh, we're missing out. And blah, 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 blah. And I get it. I understand that impetus. I understand that thought. But we do not invest for 1 month returns. We do not invest for 6 month returns. Quite honestly, if you have somebody managing your money, and I try to tell clients all the time, I've had clients, I had a gentleman that had a substantial portfolio with us. That was in June, I believe. He had been with us for about a year and a quarter, almost a year and a half. And we had underperformed. Not horrible, but we hadn't kept up with the market a little bit. We lagged. And he pulled about 6 months ago. And he said, you know, it's a lack of performance. You know, you're not keeping up with the market. It hasn't been that great. And I tried to tell him, I said, look, we don't chase, you know, when you became a client, I discussed you, we don't chase returns. We stick to our plan. We invest in things that are undervalued and we wait for them to become normally valued or overvalued. And then we sell them. And that's the way we approach it. And we're not going to change. And since he left, had he stayed with us, that account has gone up dramatically, actually double digits in the last, and I'm not guaranteeing this, I'm not promising returns, just so you know, but just that particular investment strategy that we had going for him, he would have been up double digits since that happened. And we do not change, you know, I sort of equate it to your house, right? How many of you during 2008, 2009, freaked out when you saw real estate houses plummeting? You're checking your house value on Zillow every single day, called the real estate agent and said, we got to sell this place. I'm down 40%. I haven't met anybody yet that does that, but I do meet people all the time that do that with stocks or their investments in general. Okay. And that's not something we do. We build portfolios that are designed to A, accomplish the goals you need, generate the returns you need to finance your life, and expose you to no more risk than you need, right? Or that you can stomach. If you can't handle, if your retirement can't deal with a 40% loss, we're not going to build a portfolio that can expose you to a 40% loss, right? And anything can happen. I understand that. We've got to operate in the realms of, you know, normality and averages and things of that nature. So I'm not guaranteeing anything. But what I'm saying is there are a lot of easy ways that we can set up a portfolio that exposes you to no more risk than you can absolutely deal with. And if you've heard me talking in the last couple segments we've done, last couple shows we've done, you know, talking about the individuals. I just got off the phone with an individual that called and did a risk review. He's got a substantial portfolio. He's got more money currently than he needs to fund his retirement, which is a wonderful problem to have, right? So what do we need to do with a client like that? We need to make sure we take the one thing off the table that can blow his retirement up, mitigate the one risk that can threaten the lifestyle that he has been working for his entire working career, and that's a catastrophic loss, right? We need to take that off the table. It's called the sleep easy investment plan, right? If you can't deal with a 40 or 50% loss, we need to take that risk off the table, especially when you go into retirement, right? If you're still saving for retirement and you're more than 5 years out, It changes things, right? Because you're still putting money into your account. You're not pulling it out. And we need to take that into consideration. But the one thing we can't be doing is chasing returns. You know, I've seen it over and over and over. I've done it. I've been guilty of it. Why'd you buy that stock? Well, it just keeps going up. That's not investing. That's gambling. You might as well be walking up to a roulette table and go, hey, it's hit black the last six times. I'm going for black. It's the exact same thing. Okay. You can make money doing that. You can also lose it all. Okay, that's not investing. Investing is when we buy things that present a value or present an upside that is exceptional, right? Or that is greater than what we perceive the downside risk to being. And oftentimes that means buying things that nobody wants, right? That's when we buy them. Great example of this. I am not advocating you buy this stock. I'm not even saying whether we owned it. This is not an endorsement. Do not go out and buy this stock. But a great example of that is today. There's a stock that we've been involved with named Men's Warehouse. You like the way you look, I guarantee it. Again, this is not an endorsement. Do not go buy the stock. Don't do anything like that at all. But we bought it for several reasons, or we liked it for several reasons. And A, nobody liked it. B, it had lost almost 80% of its value. And after looking at the company, we went, you know what, this is one of those things that's been beaten up. Everybody thinks it's going bankrupt. Nobody wants it. And it's a good business. It was a good business that made some missteps and paid dearly for it, but it was still a good business. And, you know, today they came out, announced good earnings, and the stock's up 40% in a single day. I'm not saying that happens with everything. I'm not even telling you whether or not we bought it or how much we own, right? It's not an endorsement. But these are the types of things that can happen when you invest as opposed to bet, all right? And part of investing is we don't chase returns. You see something that's gone through the roof and it's up so much, just think about it rationally. You're closer to the top than you are the bottom. You show me a stock that's doubled in the last 12 months, not always, but typically that almost always excludes it from what we want. The value's been realized. Everybody knows about it, right? Everybody thinks it's great. We want to buy things that everybody doesn't like. Right? That's what investing is. Buy things that nobody likes, sell things that everybody loves. So anyway, got more, a couple other great segments coming up. We're going to do the dirtiest word in investing and the bond route. Again, give us a call at 866-779-RISK if you want to know more about how we do and the risk management approach we bring to things. Set up a free 15-minute risk review. Actually just did one on the way up to the studio today in the car. 15 minutes, we compare side by side of, you know, what you're currently doing, your current portfolio versus how we'd set things up and show you the performance differences and the price differences and the risk differences. And like I said, I think it's a great thing for you to do just to get a second opinion. So give us a call, set one of those up. You can also go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, and you can set up a free 15-minute risk review on our online scheduler there. We always keep 16 slots open per week for KTTH listeners, and feel free to go on there and schedule one. And also go to the website and check out some of the resources we've got. We got some good info on there. You can learn about the firm and you know, look into some of our pieces like turning your 401k into a pension. So thanks for listening. We've got to take a break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. 3 generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company and host of Know Your Risk Radio on KTTH. If you're retired or about ready to retire, significant losses in the market could be devastating and forever change the course of your life. Don't let this happen to you. Give us a call and we'll show you what famous life coach Anthony Robbins refers to as the elevator that can only go up. It's a program we offer our clients that rises with the stock market, but it's guaranteed not to lose money when the market goes down. For over 30 years, Abraham & Company has been helping Northwest families transition their life savings from the asset accumulation phase to the preservation phase. Call us right now and see how to participate in market gains and not the losses. Call us at 1-866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to our website at knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 and 6% annual growth? As the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, your account stays level. With growth-focused annuities, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, they generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity may be right for you. Knowyourriskradio.com.
Now, back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
All right, welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us. And for those of you that just joined us, we're going to pick up where we left off. We covered the market update, and last segment was chasing returns. And this segment, this is revisiting one of my favorite segments because I fight this battle on a daily basis. And the name of this segment is The Dirtiest Word in Investing. And why I call it the dirtiest word, it's I've got an interesting history. Our firm has an interesting history with this topic because, as many of you know, we're a registered broker-dealer, which means we're a full-service financial firm, but we're also a registered investment advisor, which means we manage money for a fee, not commission, and we are held to the fiduciary standard, which is huge. I don't think that anybody should invest with somebody that's not held to the fiduciary standard. And what that simply means is the investment advice you give and the way that you manage your clients' money on an ongoing basis is not based on a commission. So when we buy or sell a stock, we're not charging a commission. We're charging a flat fee. And the beautiful thing about that is that it puts us on the same side of the table with the client. And so our goal is simple. If you make more money, we make more money. And that's the way it should work. It's a partnership. And we're charged to look over your assets and watch over your nest egg. And we get paid more if we do a good job. So the incentives are aligned, whereas we're not just incentivized to sell you stuff. So sometimes that means that we use alternate products, things outside the world of stocks and bonds. And there are There are some other firms that deploy similar tactics, but they will use all kinds of creative words that you don't know what they're talking about. And it's a secret strategy, or it's this, or it's that. And I'm not the only person you've heard talk about ways to invest in the stock market where you go up with the market, but you're guaranteed not to go down. And the reason everybody talks about that, they're wonderful products, and I think a lot of people in the industry are starting to wake up to that. I shouldn't say a lot. People are slowly starting to wake up to that. Anthony Robbins, in his book about money that was released in the last, 16 months or something like that, referred to these products as the elevator that can only go up. And we talked about this a lot at the Retirement Roundtable that was emceed by Dory Monson last month. And but you'll very rarely hear people say what it is. So I'm going to tell you what they're talking about. When they're talking about going up with the market, not going down, you can't lose money in a down market. What they're talking about is something called a fixed indexed annuity. And annuity is the dirtiest word in investing. I hear guys on radio stations with other financial guys railing on it. Oh, don't do annuities. Don't do annuities. The interesting thing, I always get a chuckle because our firm was founded in 1983. We never sold what we call a structured product or an annuity until the end of 2012, beginning in 2013. The reason for that is because we agreed with these people. Basically, when you bought an annuity, you are giving your money to the insurance company and they are guaranteeing you a rate of return. And the way insurance companies make money, and they're really good at it, is by making more money on your money than they're paying you, right? And so we've never liked that. And it's usually pretty expensive. Your money's locked up. And it's, you're much better off going with stocks and bonds over the long run and doing that kind of thing. All of that changed for us when interest rates hit zero and bonds made all-time highs. Now, for those of you that don't know, bonds outside of credit, bond is a debt. Company issues a bond. They pay you, you give them your $1,000, your $10,000, whatever it is, and they pay you a steady rate of return over a period of time. Maybe it's 5 years, maybe it's 7 years, maybe it's 10. And at the end of that term, they give you your money back. Well, the wonderful thing about bonds is they're almost entirely tied to interest rates. As interest rates go down, bonds make more money. Easiest way to think about that is if I own an 8% bond and interest rates drop to 6%, and the same person that I bought that 8% bond from is now issuing bonds at 6%, what would you rather have? A bond from the same company, so the same credit risk, but paying you 8% or a bond paying you 6%? Well, of course, you'd rather take the bond that's paying you 8%, right? So the value of that bond increases. And that was the beautiful thing about bonds. You're getting your interest payments every single year, but the value of the bond is also going up. It's like a stock that pays a dividend, right? It's great. You're getting the dividend, and then also the value of the stock goes up, so you're winning both ways. Works the same with bonds. Well, that game has been going on now for 35 years. And like I mentioned it in the first segment, there's a story on the front page of Yahoo Finance Today saying that the 35-year bull market is over. Now, we've been talking about this for 5 months. We've been talking about it at our firm for about 3 years. Hey, if you're still in bonds and you've been allocated to bonds, you've done great. It's been a 35-year bull market, but interest rates are at zero, which means bonds cannot go up anymore. They're at their all-time highs in the history of the financial world. Going back 600 years, bonds are more expensive now than they've ever been. When you see something like that, usually 99% of the time, it means it's a good idea to sell. Now, then you add to that that interest rates are so low, making bonds increase in value, but at the same time, you're sitting on an asset that it's valued at the highest level it's ever been, and it's paying you a record low amount of interest to hold it. And a lot of times, those bonds are paying you less than the current inflation rate. So you feel good about owning this safe thing that's paying you 2%, and when you factor in fees and all that other kind of stuff, you're actually making less than the inflation rate. So you're tying yourself into an investment that's guaranteed to lose to some degree as interest rates go up. And when interest rates are zero, that's a pretty good indication they've only got one way to go. So what we've seen since the election is interest rates rising. It's finally starting to happen. Bonds are going down in value. You see interest rates going up, your bonds are losing value. Okay? So we need to find a replacement. And this is why we finally acquiesced after so long. Was in 2013, we saw this coming and said, look, interest rates are at zero. It's been a 35-year run in bonds. It's been phenomenal. We need to figure out a replacement that will act like bonds in the sense that it will be the secure part of our client's portfolio, will produce a decent return, hopefully better than the 2% you're getting from bonds, but it will still serve the purpose, meaning that it won't be the volatile part of your portfolio, that it will hold up value in down markets, and it'll make a nice return that's greater than the rate of inflation. So after scouring the globe for probably the better part of a year, much to our surprise, we discovered fixed indexed annuities. And for us, it was the perfect solution for our clients' bond money. And the reason for that is, A, they rise with the stock market. As we're seeing here, as interest rates rise, typically the stock market rises with them. Or interest rates rise with the stock market, however you want to look at it. You know, it's kind of a chicken or the egg kind of thing. So now we've transferred over our clients from bonds, which are currently losing money as interest rates rise, into these fixed indexed annuities that are making money because the stock market's going up. They're tied to a stock index. The secure part about it is every single year, your gains get locked in, meaning even if the stock market falls, the gains you've made in that particular period become part of your principal and the insurance company guarantees you against loss. So they're safer than bonds because you can't lose, and you can lose with bonds. For those of you who don't remember, average bond fund was down between 20 to 25% in 2008. So you can lose. So the annuity is safer. In addition to that, most of these products have expense ratios between 0%. Yes, zero. There are these products out there that allow you to ride with the market, guarantee you against loss, and that don't cost you anything to own, with the high side being 0.9%. So what we found is we can lower the volatility of a portfolio, make it less volatile, make it less risky. Most of these products that we're talking about have averaged somewhere between 5 to 6.5% a year over the last 10 years. So they perform better than bonds, got more upside. And on top of that, they cost less. So you can take less risk. You can expect to make more money over a long period of time, depending on how the stock market performs, but you can lower your risk. You own an asset that can't go down. And the biggest thing against annuities is they're called annuities. Sitting with a client the other day, had a $1.1 million portfolio, and it was the word annuity. Don't people just sell these because of the commissions and, oh, these aren't good way? And I just said, look, ignore the name and just look at the performance and the cost. Now let's compare it to bonds. It's that easy. And if you can make 5, 5.5, 6% a year on average over a long period of time, over the last, you know, over a 10-year period of time, with, in addition, these things don't have upside caps, so you can make 12, 14, 15% in a year, meaning they can go up with the stock market with no limit, and you're taking no risk. You just compare it to bonds, and it's an easy decision to make. The reason the big investment firms aren't pushing them, though, is because they can't charge, they can't make recurring revenue on them because it's an insurance product. We've never been a big fan of them, but when you look at interest rates, you look at the current environment, a guarantee against loss, and on top of that, you can increase your upside returns, it's been a no-brainer. Doesn't mean we'll stay in them forever. Hopefully rates will go up. We'll be able to migrate the money over to bonds at some point in the future and make a steadier return. But for right now, A, it's great for security. You keep riding up with the stock market no matter how high it goes. But at the same time, if it all tanks and all goes to, you know, garbage tomorrow, you don't lose a dime. And you pay less on it. And you still control your assets. You're not giving it to the insurance company anymore. You can pull money out every year with no costs. You can trade it just like a normal investment. Anyway, we overshot our time, but that's the dirtiest word in investing. It's something every investor should, if you own bonds, you should look into it. You don't have to take my word for it. You can call me. We can go over it. Call 866-779-RISK, but just call me and say, look, I heard you talking about it. Give me the details. Can I make myself more secure, increase my returns, and lower my cost? Yes. Yes. Over a period of time, yes. That's possible. So call at 866-779-RISK and set up your free risk review. Or you can go to the website at knowyourriskradio.com and schedule it online there on our online scheduler. You can also read some of the handouts and some of the information we got on there. Great way to educate yourself and shoot us an email. You can do it over email if you'd like to do. But everybody that owns bonds, look through your portfolio. If you own a balance fund or an income fund, you own bonds. And there's a better way, and you're not giving up gains. You can make more money. Now, stick with us for the next segment, because this is going to dovetail perfectly into the next segment that we're doing, which is called The Bond Route. And I want to get more into depth about what's going on with bonds and why we think bonds are something to avoid. Okay, and most people are not thinking that. They're telling you, oh, if you're worried about the stock market, move more money over into bonds. No, not true. Might be better overall scenario than stocks, but it's still not there. So we're going to go over that. If you've got bonds, which almost everybody does, you want to hear this segment. Okay, so stick with us. Got to take a break. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. Three generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies. Strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. You can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
The entire goal of investing is maximizing your returns while minimizing your risk, which seems pretty obvious, right? Well, what's not obvious is how to do that in a 0% interest rate environment with bond prices at all-time highs. Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. One of the dirtiest words in the investment world is annuity. And from the time Abraham & Company was founded in 1982 till midway through 2012, we agreed, and we never recommended an annuity for a single client. Well, times have changed, and so have annuities. Most clients benefit from moving their bond money into a growth-focused annuity, which is guaranteed against loss and paying between 5 to 6% a year, compared to the 1 to 2% they're getting with most bonds. So go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review to find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. That's knowyourriskradio.com.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC-registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for sticking with us. Before we get started on this next segment, I just got to say thank you so much to all the listeners out there. I'm still meeting with a lot of you that we met with at the Retirement Roundtable. And, you know, without sounding corny, it really is my favorite part of the job, getting to know people that have listened to the show. And it's really flattering, and I'm glad that you can learn something for it. And that's honestly why we do it. We have a passion about this, which is why we've done it for 33 years and through a lot of tough markets. And we have a passion at the Retirement Roundtable. My father, who founded the firm, and is, you know, I call him, he's our leader. He built it, and it's his philosophies that we build on and we execute on a daily basis. But he talked about stewardship and how, I remember him telling me as I was growing up, managing somebody's money is one of the most intimate things you can do. It's the most intimate relationship you can have outside of marriage. And that might sound a bit dramatic, but it's true. You're handling those, they're putting you in charge of their dreams, their life's work, their future, and their legacy. And it's something we take extremely, extremely seriously. And it's just great to be able to get that message out to people and hopefully help people and educate them. And it's also great getting to know them and getting to meet so many of you. And so many have called in for the risk reviews. And it's my favorite part. I'm obviously a people person, which is why we do this job also. And I just can't thank you enough. And the response has been overwhelming. And it's just been great to meet so many of you. So just thanks to the listeners. And for those of you that I wish you could talk to some of them. We're not trying to trick you into call. We're not trying to slam you into a sales process. We're here to educate. And if what we say resonates with you, then we'll set up a meeting. But take the time to give us a call and have a chat with me. Unless you hate listening to me on the radio, you probably won't like to hear me on the phone either. But it's a great way just to, our approach is different. We do things differently. There's no question about that. And at the very least, you'll come away with a little more education. And if we can do that, then we consider it a win. So, and it's also great talking to so many like-minded people that see the world the way that we do and have the concerns that we do. And anyway, just it's been great. So get into a subject, and I think this dovetails perfectly into what we're talking about, is the bond route. One of the things that, I'm going to kind of a roundabout way address this. One of the things that blows me away is, and maybe you've noticed that, is that when you talk about the real estate collapse, 2008, 2009, everybody saw it coming, right? Everybody, at least now they'll tell you that. Oh yeah, I saw it coming. Everybody did. Everybody's got a story about how they saw it coming. And I do too. I did not see the whole calamity coming. I saw a stock market that was really overvalued, and I saw 25-year-old kids getting $400,000 loans that made 60 grand a year. And I saw people pulling money in the form of refis out of their house, paying off credit cards, buying boats, and just the classic signs of a bubble. I had no clue that the market was going to free fall the way it did. But because of our value approach, we throttled back the risk big time. And it ended up being a lot worse than we knew. I didn't know, if you've seen the movie The Big Short, I didn't know what a credit default swap was at that time. I had no clue the banks had the kind of exposure and the leverage they did. But you didn't need to know that. You just saw a market that was really overvalued. You saw this ridiculous thing going on in real estate and people saying that real estate, you know, God's not making any more of it. It can't go down. That's insane. Anything that can go up can go down. Unless, of course, you're buying a structured product that's guaranteed not to go down. But that's the only thing. And the reason I'm talking about that now is because if you've listened to the show before, and we've got our podcast page on there, and I encourage you to go back and listen to it. We've been talking about this whole bond route and the end of the 35-year bull market in bonds for the last 5 months. And we've been talking about it before then, since 2012. And I think it's great that you can go back and listen to the podcast and listen to us talk about, hey, guys, bonds, this is not going to continue. We're at 0%. They've got nowhere to go but down. So now everybody's talking about it, right? But nobody was. And it's just because there's this lack of willingness for people in our financial community. Everybody wants to go with the crowd. No, everybody's afraid to stand up and go, hey, this isn't the way it should work. And all these people now talking about the real estate collapse, I laugh about it every time because I felt like an idiot for 6 months. Because we pulled way back on client risk and we're just waiting for a pullback. Again, didn't see a collapse coming, but we're just waiting for a pullback. We thought things were really expensive and thought it'd be the better part of valor to sit back and wait. Now you hear it talk, you hear people talking about it on TV. Everybody knew about it. Oh, everybody. Let me just tell you, at the time when I remember I got in arguments with people. They told me I was too young. I didn't know what I was talking about. These aren't how things work. Real estate can't go down, blah, blah, blah. And that was the reality. Same thing with bonds. Well, you don't know when bonds are going to go down. I've been hearing this for 3 years. You got to stay diversified. I didn't say anything about diversified, but what we should do sometimes is, you know, adjust, right? When interest rates go to zero and bonds have nowhere else to go, we should take a look at it. Now, a lot of people said, oh, put more money into stocks. Okay, well, now you just changed the complete behavior of the portfolio, right? Can maybe the clients at 60% stocks, 40% bonds, if we put them in 80% stocks, does that fit their risk profile, right? It goes back to risk. Yeah, and maybe stocks will end up being the better pick than the bonds, but the point is the stocks can drop a lot more, right? Is that risk that you're increasing that client's portfolio, is it worth it? Does that make sense? Does that still fit their long-term goals? And that's not an answer. So this bond route is just getting started, okay? And it might ebb and flow. We might have some gains, but these easy 4.5%, 5.5% gains every single year on bonds, funny enough, bonds have actually made more money on average over the last 20 years than stocks. Stocks are much harder to predict. Don't try to get into that practice, but I'm telling you, the bonds are going to be the anchor on your portfolio. They're going to expose you to way more risk than the upside that they provide, because interest rates are the lowest they've ever been. The value of the bonds can't go up anymore. So it's not too late. This trend has just started, but don't look at your statement 3 years from now and wonder why the market's up 24% in a single year and you're only up 3%. Well, because 40% of your money is tied up in a money-losing asset that's not going to do better. Okay, and there might be ebbs and flows, but the trend for interest rates is up. We're at zero. We're at the lowest rates they've ever been. And there's still plenty of time, but that's why I'm encouraging you to call 866-779-RISK and schedule a risk review. How do we transition that money from bonds and hopefully lower your costs and hope to increase your upside potential and increase your security? When it comes down to investing, those are really the only three things that matter. Upside potential, downside potential, risk, and the cost. And when you get an investment that wins all three, there's your answer. You know, it doesn't mean you'll win 100% of the time, but if you consistently do that and you stay disciplined to that approach, things are going to work out pretty good for you, right? And that approach would have kept you from investing in financials and home builders in 2008. That approach would have kept you from overloading your portfolio into technology in 1999. That's what we call value investing. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and set up a free risk review. And I'm not going to, like I said, it's not a sales process. I'll come right on the table and show you. Here's what we do. Here's the name of the product. You can do it through us or you can go through somebody else. We're not going to twist your arm. We just want to share the information and educate. So now we got to take a break. So don't go anywhere, because the next segment we're going to talk about client questions and potential client questions. I want to go over some of the greatest questions we've gotten. I thought the most intriguing questions we've gotten. Conducting our risk reviews over the last few weeks and with the meetings that we've had since we did the retirement roundtable. And I think you can learn a lot from them. And I did. I love that, talking to the listeners, because it oftentimes, you know, makes me revisit things that I haven't really thought about or thought about in that same light. It's just a wonderful way to kind of show you insights into how we do things. So, as always, give us a call, 866-779-RISK, and set up your free 15-minute risk review. Or you can go to Know Your Risk Radio, and you can set it up yourself. Set up your free 15-minute review on our little online calendar there that you can schedule your risk review. We do the side-by-side comparison of what your portfolio is, how it's performed compared to what we would advise, and show you the costs and all that kind of thing. And you can also go to the website, knowyourriskradio.com, and just look at some of the information and some of the educational pieces we've got there. And I think we've got some great sources of information. So thanks for sticking with us. We'll get right into this when we get back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Is my money manager a value investor? Could I be getting better returns with an annuity instead of bonds? How often should I rebalance? How much risk is my portfolio actually exposed to? Well, don't go anywhere. This is Know Your Risk Radio, brought to you by Abraham & Company. 3 generations and decades of experience helping families with customized investment strategies that are not influenced by the big banks and Wall Street brokerage houses. you can download the Know Your Risk Radio podcast and schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
Hi, this is Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company, and host of Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Are you retired or getting close? Are you worried about risking your savings to get the returns you need out of your investments? Did you know many growth-focused annuities average between 5 to 6% annual growth? With growth-focused annuities, as the market goes up, you go up. When the market goes down, even if it was to go to zero, both your principal and interest gained over previous years is guaranteed. And today, growth-focused annuities generate substantially more income than most bonds. Go to knowyourriskradio.com right now and schedule your free 15-minute risk review and find out if a growth-focused annuity might be right for you. Or give us a call and we'll show you how you can invest your hard-earned retirement money, earn a good return, and never risk losing a penny. Call now at 866-779-RISK. 866-779-RISK.
Abraham & Company is a registered investment advisor and an SEC registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC.
If you listen to Know Your Risk Radio, you hear Zach talk about free 15-minute risk reviews all the time. Well, what is it? Your free risk review is the tool Abraham & Company uses to identify how much money you need to accomplish your retirement goals. That amount of money is then expressed as a percentage of your total portfolio, and Zach will show you a side-by-side comparison of how your money is currently invested versus the strategy that Abraham & Company takes to help you, regardless of market conditions, retire when and how you want to. Schedule your free 15-minute risk review at knowyourriskradio.com. Know Your Risk Radio.com.
Now, back to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham on AM 770 KTTH.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking with us. And let's just do a quick recap of the show today. If you missed it, I think it's got great information in it, but you can be the judge. But we did our market update. We talked about chasing returns and how dangerous that can be, trying to time markets and buy things that are going up. Talked about the dirtiest word in investing. And the last thing we did was the bond route. And like I said at the time, get on our podcast. Go look at what I was talking about 4 or 5 months ago and see if I'm not just blowing smoke like so many other people do, right? After the fact, they're all, oh, yeah, everybody saw that coming. The great thing about putting your voice on the radio is that there's a record, and you can test what I said 6 months ago and see if it made sense. So I'd encourage you to do that, and you can do that at knowyourriskradio.com. You can get on our website and check out our podcast and all the past episodes, including this one, and see if that is in case the truth. I can tell you it is. We've been banging the table on bonds for the last 3 years with our clients. Or you can just go to iTunes and search Know Your Risk Radio. Pull up all the past episodes we've had on there. Without further ado, let's get into this last segment here and talk about client questions. Risk review questions, things that we've been asked about in the last couple weeks just from risk reviews. And still a hot topic, still comes up, gold. That one's been coming up more recently. Should we have gold? For those of you who listen to the show, I've got a little bit different a background of gold. My dad, who's also the founder of our firm, has been the CEO of a publicly traded mining company for, 28 years, shortly after we started this firm. And so I've literally grown up in the industry, spent summers at gold mines, know a lot of the different CEOs. That company that my dad runs has got a partnership with Kinross Gold right now, and they're developing the mine that my father's company has owned for the last 25, 28 years, and they're partnering on it. And Kinross, for those of you that don't know, is the fifth largest gold producer in the world. They're a multi-billion dollar company. And so we've got some insight into that. And now, let me say, we're not gold bugs. We're not one of those. We've seen the swings. And if you just go look at a historical price chart on gold, you'll see what I'm talking about. It's not a magic elixir. It's not going to save you from everything and make you the most money and all that kind of stuff. But gold is an insurance policy. And we think that there's never been a time that's more pertinent for that insurance policy. And a client just asked me last week, hey, what about gold? Is that still something we should do, or is that whole thing past? And I said, great question. Okay. It is no secret what's going on in the world. China's a perfect example of this right now. The United States still is too, a little bit less than China. But economies around the world are still dragging. Global trade is at a 50-year low in terms of the rate of growth. Okay, all's not right in the world. To combat that, central banks and governments around the world are printing unprecedented amount of dollars. To give you an idea of what I mean, in the first quarter of this year, in an effort to boost their economy, because what China's trying to do right now is transition and pivot away from what we call a industrial type economy that's relied on, you know, the production and manufacturing and things like that, and switching it more to a service-based model, which is like ours, where you've got more, you know, restaurants and money managers and plumbers and things of that nature, instead of just relying on big infrastructure projects, right? Well, they tried transitioning that, and the world almost went into a recession, and almost purely because of that. And I don't think that that gets enough attention right now. China's the biggest risk that we see in the world right now, and it's not getting better. It's getting worse. So to combat that issue in the first quarter of this year, China issued $1.5 trillion, and this is all backed by their government. Governments essentially own the banks over there. They issued $1.5 trillion of debt. Now, to give you some perspective on what that is, China's economy is roughly $10 trillion in size. Our economy, depending on how you measure, it's right around $17.5, $18 trillion in size. So we're almost double the size of China. In the first quarter of this year, China's banks that are basically owned by the state issued $1.5 trillion of new debt. And they're swimming in debt. The United States has never issued that much new credit in a quarter. And our economy is almost double the size. Okay? Now, their economy is doing better. It's still not off to the races, which is even more troubling to me. But it's easy to see what they're doing. They're pumping money into the system. That's how they're keeping it going. And every government, for the most part, around the world is doing the same thing. And if you want an example of how that can go bad, go look at Venezuela. I don't hear anybody talking about Venezuela. But Venezuela is spiraling out of control with hyperinflation ripping the country apart. Okay? When governments are printing that much money, you know, having a small slice of gold or gold-related assets like gold stocks is not a bad thing. And I'm not talking about 30% of your assets or 50% of your assets. I'm talking about a 5 to 10% slice. But again, that depends on what your individual risk situation is. Maybe for you it's 5%. Maybe for you it's 10%. Maybe it's a little bit higher. Usually don't go higher, but we've done it before. But if this whole print money to stimulate economies, which I don't mean to read you the end of the book before it's over, but it's going to break down at some point. It's going to end in inflation. It has to. And now the timetable on it is impossible to determine, but I think we're starting to see the beginnings of it right now. But it's a good insurance policy. You know, I don't see anybody asking if they should get rid of their homeowner's insurance because they didn't have a fire last year, right? So there's parts of your portfolio that we're not putting in there because we think they're going to make the most money over the next 12 months. Just like anything else, there's parts of your portfolio that are just there for protection. And if we don't need them, great. All your other assets are going to do great. And it's a small cost to pay for some coverage, for some insurance. So anyway, we got to wrap things up. Like we've said before, and for those of you who know the show, give us a call. Set up your free 15-minute risk review. We'll do a side-by-side comparison of what you currently own and walk you through our process, walk you through what a portfolio that we'd put together for you might look like and how we can lower your risk and hopefully lower your cost and increase your upside at the same time. You can go to the radio website, knowyourriskradio.com, listen to the podcast. You can also schedule an appointment with us online. Just had a gentleman do it this morning, and we did the risk review on my drive up to the studio. I think it's something everybody could benefit from. So I really appreciate it. Great show. Thanks for joining us today. And have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you again next week. This is Zach Abraham with Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio on AM 770 KTTH. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk. And download your free risk profile at knowyourriskradio.com. Tune in next week to Know Your Risk Radio with your host, Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Abraham & Company.